It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Many of us don't talk about doornails very often, but sometimes we will when things are really, well, dead.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kersan. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Ann, I'm assuming you're talking about dead as a doornail, which is an expression that I do use every now and again, but I don't really know what a doornail is.
Fair enough. And we got this question from Joseph. The expression dead as a doornail is older than I expected. We've got evidence for it back into the mid-1300s. And so to explain a doornail, Rebecca, it helps to picture in your mind a medieval wood door, one of those big doors. And they would have these big nails. So you'd see kind of a big circle in it, these heavy studded immovable nails in the doors that were for strength or decoration or both. So that's a doornail. Now, why it's dead as a doornail, I mean, the alliteration is great. It probably is that this is just a fairly big inanimate object that cannot move because it's nailed into the door. But there are other fun theories, such as the nail that is under the knocker keeps getting hit in the head.
And is thus now dead because of being knocked in the head. Got it.
And Rebecca, I would guess you have seen this or maybe even done this. If you hammer a nail into wood and the sharp end goes all the way through, that you will hit the sharp end flat to the wood, which is called clenching, to bend it flat. And then the nail is unusable again, and so it's dead. We see dead as a doornail in Shakespeare's Henry VI, Part 2. We get expressions like deader than a doornail. But Rebecca, we have many things other than doornails. So early on, we get dead as stone, dead as herring, or mackerel, or mutton.
So basically, an inanimate object or animal flesh works with that particular idiom.
Yes, and other inanimate objects, dead as clay, dead as a hammer, dead as a doorknob. And there we have that alliteration again. And there are some other great examples of alliterative phrases here. Dead as a dodo.
Okay, that one's kind of fun.
For the extinct bird. Dead as Diplodocus, the gigantic dinosaur.
I was going to say, that's got to be a dinosaur. Definitely dead.
And then starting in the 1980s, dead as disco.
Oh, disco will never die. We know that.
Now, while we're here, Rebecca, let's talk about a couple of related expressions. Some of our listeners may have heard deaf as a doornail, which we see by the 1500s, but that probably goes back to deaf as a post. And interestingly, deaf as a post may go back to this work by John Palsgrave. The work was called Acolastus, 1540. And here's the sentence. How deaf an ear I intended to give him, he were as good to tell his tale to a post.
That's a good explanation.
Right. And from that, we get this idiom, deaf as a post, deaf as a fence post, or a door post.
I don't know if I use that one, but I do occasionally say dumb as a post.
Yeah. And that dumb is the dumb of not being able to speak. And you'll see things like, I just stood there dumb as a post, unable to speak. Rebecca, another alliterative phrase that we get with the doornail has the word D-O-U-R in it. How do you say that word?
I would say dour.
And that is how many, many people would say it. There are usage guides that still argue we should say doer for this stern or gloomy expression. So we have doer or dour as a doornail.
I'm not doing doer. I'm going to stick with dour.
And I'm actually not sure how doer or dour a doornail is.
You know, I really like these phrases, and they're a lot of fun. I can think of tons of these. Drunk as a skunk, easy as pie, mad as a wet hen. The list goes on. Thanks so much.
Always happy to be here, Rebecca. Happy as a clam.
Ann Kersan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.